those in gifts.
Yeah, but John, that's not important right now. Because it's time for the most wonderful, magical moment in the KWS Broadcast Week. It's the goddess of all social media in Water Districts 3 and 4. It's Mel at the Movies, Richardson.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Cue the band.
That's so cool. Such a talent. Awesome. So guess what I went to see?
Yes.
The Beatles' Hard Day's Night.
No. Do you need to phone a friend?
Help by the Beatles.
No.
Surfer movie, perhaps.
No, I went and saw Bohemian Rhapsody, the new Freddie Mercury Queen biopic.
Wow, boy, yeah. Playing rave reviews from the critics for sure.
You know, I don't know if the critics are giving it rave reviews, but audiences are giving it rave reviews.
Mm-hmm. That's all that really matters.
Audiences are loving it. I mean, it's got some really good stuff going on. I was right there enjoying every second of it. I think one of the things, growing up with Queen, I had the record. Did you guys have the record?
Of course, I had the eight.
Everybody did.
I had the eight tracks. What are you talking about?
Exactly. And he knows exactly where it used to change the channel.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. So I can remember listening to We Are the Champions and Bohemian Rhapsody.
Keep your love alive.
Long before Wayne's World came along and with their iconic interpretation.
or every sports stadium in the free world.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, I was on the cutting edge. We were on the cutting edge, gentlemen, with Queen back at the beginning. I mean, another one, Bites the Dust, was my theme song when I was learning to backwards roller skate.
That's right. Where would Weird Al be now if he hadn't have been able to do the parody of it?
Right.
Rides to us.
So I was excited to see this film, and I wasn't able to go until last night. So most everyone I know has already seen it. Mm. So all a buzz on Facebook is all of these rave reviews. Oh, Bohemian Rhapsody. And I loved it, but there were some things that I was a little disappointed with.
Okay.
The historical inaccuracies, you know.
How so?
I just think not exactly telling the story as it happened, and I think that they had some missed opportunities that they could have explored. Granted, the band members were involved, so they probably wanted to preserve Freddie Mercury's memory in a good light. I get that. We've also got a PG-13 rating, so that's going to limit where we're going to be able to go.
Gotcha.
But I think they had some missed opportunities to really explore some of the things that, you know, contributed to his creative genius, mm-hmm. really. But that said, this is pretty exciting to be sitting in a theater and watching on the big screen these concert scenes that make you feel like you are right there. I mean, Freddie Mercury was an amazing performer, and the gentleman who plays him, Rami Malek, is amazing. I think Oscar nomination is in his future.
Yeah, they said that his study of Freddie Mercury and his habits and his movements and his facial, you know, expressions and even the way he talked was just incredible.
It was. It was uncanny, really, mm-hmm. to be honest. And, you know, right down to the overbite that he had to have this, I don't know, prosthetic overbite. That impeded how his acting, and he had to really work with that. So I think it was, you know, they really did a good job. Now, you know, Sasha Baron Cohen was going to play this role, Freddie Mercury.
I don't think he'd play it.
I don't think he would have, and I think he would have.
The word I'm getting at, I didn't want to say play it straight, but I mean, Sacha Baron Cohen's a comedian, you know. I don't know if he.
Yeah.
And I think he would have brought some Borat to it. I don't know. I just don't think that it would have been.
Point.
Yeah, it'd be hard to look at him and not think, you know, Borat and all this other weird stuff.
I agree. So mercifully, that didn't happen. They all realized and parted ways early on. Because I think that would have been very disappointing. There were a lot of really good moments, and it's a feel-good movie. Hollywood has put this movie together, and it makes you, it's all wrapped up and tidy and makes you feel inspired and good. So I think you're doing yourself a disservice if you don't see it on the big screen, especially with all the concert scenes and He was an entertainer. I mean, one of his bandmates said that he could take the person in the farthest row back and make that person feel like, you know, they were part of the whole experience.
Yeah.
I mean, he really could reach people, and that was an amazing talent. So,
yeah, do yourself a favor, YouTube, Queen Live at Live Aid 1985. Find that and watch it. It's 20 minutes that you'll really enjoy.
Right, and the film focuses on that, so you get to see that in the film on the big screen, and just the amazing amounts of audience. I mean,
I think the one that was one of the biggest concert crowds was like in Budapest, Hungary, back in about that same era, with
well over 200,000 people,
or more. Yeah, yeah, it was crazy. Mm-hmm.
And he was just out there doing his thing. So I think it was, you know, very entertaining movie. So I was excited to be able to see it on the big screen. I think it's important. So if you get a chance to head over to Capitol 8, I know how you guys feel about seeing movies, but I think that this was good. Now, granted, because of the historical inaccuracies, and that's just, you know, having to maybe combine characters or not focus on characters in a movie, you've got to have sort of a villain that I don't think necessarily really existed, that they sort of embellished in the movie. So I'm going to only be able to give this 4.5 Melvies.
4.5 Melvies.
4.5. Not going for the full five, although I really, really enjoyed it. I do feel like they could have explored some more about his personal life.
Yeah. Well, if they could have come to terms with Hal for the lead role, I think that would have probably been much
probably
more in depth.
Hal's lacking.
Hal's real life is very close to Freddie Mercury.
Very similar. Everything but the overbite.
I keep trying to imagine Hal out on stage with the microphone stand dancing away.
You might be surprised.
I might?
You might be surprised. Might.
I was going to actually see if Hal wanted to go see Patton. Patton's playing this weekend for Veterans Day.
Oh, wow.
Over at Capitol 8 on Sunday. So that seems like that might be something fun. Was that something you guys would be interested in?
Seen it about a zillion times. I remember when it was in first release when I was a kid at Whiteman AFB.
Hmm.
And a thing about the Army and Air Force exchange system at the time, at the beginning of every single movie, they put up a slide of the American flag. People remember this from back in that day, and you had to stand at attention in the theater, and then you sat down to watch the movie. And I went to see Patton with my buddy from next door, and the big flag comes up and everybody stands at attention in the theater, and he's hanging on to me going, sit down, don't stand up. And all these active duty folks were glaring at the two punk kids. All of a sudden Patton comes walking out from behind the screen to do his monologue, and they cut it out just to mess with people.
Oh.
Still remember. <That's> So there. Okay, the movie Bohemian Rhapsody, playing to rave reviews, 4.5 Melvies. That's pretty darn good. 556-6397 if you'd like to play KWS in the movie trivia quiz, where you could win a $24.99 free oil change from Frosty's Auto Clinic and a case of delicious, albeit slightly frozen, Echo water this morning.
Yeah.
556-6397.
Egad, it's snowing again outside here on the west side of Jefferson City. Anyways, let's go to our voluminous phone call system. I guess the snow's keeping everybody in today because the phones are just going crazy. They're just blowing up right now. So let's take caller 51 over here. Caller number 51, good morning. You're on open air. Who do I have here? Hello there.
Yes, yeah, this is Randy.
Randy, all right, Randy, speak to me.
Okay, yeah. Randy. Randy, are you a big Queen fan?
I do know some of the music, but my kids, who are a whole lot younger, one of them is a Queen fan and went to see the movie and enjoyed it.
Well, very good. It sounds like quite the movie. Okay, here we go. A famous current pop star got their stage name from what Queen song, or got from a Queen song? Who is our pop star? A, Mick Jagger, B, Lady Gaga, or C,
Hal Dooley.
I've never heard Hal's hits, so I guess I'll have to go with B.
Smartest listeners in Mid-Missouri, and if you'd heard Hal's hits, you'd definitely gone with B or A or another
Maybe
selection.
Maybe he'll put a Christmas
right,
album out.
Good job, Randy. You just scored the $24.99 free oil change from Frosty's Auto Clinic and a case of Echo Water. We promise we will thaw the Echo Water out for you before you get here this morning.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Randy.
Thanks, Randy.
Okay. Thank you.
How about that?
Have a good weekend.
How about that? So, Mel, at the movies, we're going to see you at the Mizzou game tomorrow? graduate student at Ole Mizzou, we would expect you there with bells on and about 17 layers as well.
Right? 17 layers. That's going to be a cold one. Isn't it supposed to hit all-time record lows tomorrow?
Quite possibly for this day. We're talking the teens tonight, and then bright and early, 9 o'clock, we will open up our KWS Tiger tailgate right out front of Mizzou Arena, and we promise to, hand out hand warmers or something like that.
Yeah, something, because it's going to be a cold one.
Maybe we can get the offensive line and use them as a windbreak.
I mean, that seems to be what's making it the wind chill that really gets you.
That's it.
We went into the movies last night, and when we came out, it was snowing.
There you go.
You just never know in Missouri how the weather's going to go.
So what else is on your agenda at the moving picture show?
Well, you know, The Grinch is coming out. Maybe Hal wants to see that. Right?
That one hits. Talk about your biopics. Let me tell you.
Aquaman, of course, is coming out. The Nutcracker. Lots of holiday films.
Aquaman with the Samoan actor guy. What's his name? Jason Momoa?
I'm not sure.
I think he's playing Aquaman.
And we've got a Jennifer Lopez film that I have seen several times in the previews called Second Act, where she's kind of working at, a grocery store and then gets this big fancy job and is kind of an imposter because she doesn't really have the credentials necessary. So it looks fun and cute. A lot of times, though, they show so much of the previews, I think you get the whole movie.
Yeah, that's true. Or you saw all the good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you sit through the movie going, oh, I saw all the good stuff.
But, I mean, there's lots of movies coming up and, you know, you guys are always welcome to come.
Thank you, Mill at the Movies.
So, M-I-Z.
Z-O-U.
All right.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Oh, no, Mel. Thank you.
And Freddie. KWOS Open Air Saturdays. Hal Dooley, the stand-in for Freddie Mercury. Not many people knew that. Up next on KWS Open Air.